You're listening to The Entertainment at Cork Meet 2010. Guitar, fiddle, Illan pipes and flute. At this time, I have to tell you, at 7:20, the room is almost entirely empty. There are almost entirely men here, and they're chatting away in little groups. I can only see one or two women. But Cork Meet has got off to a great opening. I've met lots of interesting people, and I'll be back tomorrow for the whole day when it's speed dating, and that means meeting 10 companies, half an hour each, face to face across a table. I did it last year and I got a wonderful, wonderful client, or two out of it. I ended up writing a patent application to China on behalf of a client, who then went on to be a high potential, got high potential support from Enterprise Ireland. So you never know who you might meet here at Cork Meet. They might turn out to be the next company that gets a great breakthrough. And there are groups of people from other countries here sitting around chatting. There are small groups finishing up glasses of wine. I must say the red wine, I commend them for it. It's excellent. And I think I'm going to get ready to wind down now. So it's been a great start to the event. I think we start about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'll be utterly, utterly exhausted tomorrow, because tomorrow evening, after the speed dating, face-to-face networking and all the informal networking that will take place in the corridors of the Radisson Blue Hotel, in addition to all that, there's actually a dinner. Hooray! Let me give them a clap. There we are, folks. That's Cork Meet saying goodnight to you for this evening. Paul O'Mahony, over and out.